Hey, Mama. I know getting meals on the table for your family can feel tough, especially finding weeknight-friendly meals that everyone in the family will love. There's a good chance it's why you're here, at least I hope so. Helping moms take the stress out of feeding their family is my biggest passion. It's why I share with you here, and it's why I created the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. If you've ever wished this podcast came with a weekly done-for-you dinner plan with a shopping list and meal prep tips, or maybe a recipe library with over 200 family-friendly recipes, cooking tips, how-tos, and hacks? Well, it does, and it's all in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club over on Patreon. Starting at just $3 a month for access to our 200-plus recipe vault with printable PDF recipes, or $5 a month for weekly done-for-you dinner plans, plus the recipe vault and bonus podcasts every month, the Healthy Mama Cooking Club is the dinner time solution you're looking for. Head to patreon.com/healthymamachris or click the link in the show notes to try it out for a week free and join over 130 other busy mamas making weeknight meals work with the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. I can't wait to see you in there. All right, let's get on with the episode. Welcome to what I'm calling Summer Snacks, bite-sized episodes to give you meal inspiration throughout the summer without taking too much time away from the beach or pool. In the last episode, we talked about easy and make-ahead summer breakfast. Today, we are tackling lunch. I'm giving you a ton of quick ideas for easy and make-ahead summer lunches. We're keeping this quick, so let's dive in. Does cooking feel like a struggle more often than you want to admit? Do school lunches get boring after the third week, and even cereal for breakfast sometimes feels like too much effort? Let alone feeding yourself and your family meals with vegetables they'll actually eat? If you're a busy mama like me, you can probably relate. I'm Chris Dovniak, and welcome to My Healthy Mama Kitchen. I'm a trained chef, culinary nutritionist, and mama of two, and I'm here to guide you in making healthy eating easy and accessible by simplifying your meal plan, demystifying meal prep, taking the stress out of weeknight dinners, and helping you learn to cook your family delicious, nutrient-dense meals along the way without spending hours in the kitchen or thousands of dollars a month at Whole Foods. In this podcast, I'm here to share my best tips, tools, and hacks for your real-life Healthy Mama Kitchen with a side of humor and sometimes a little bit of spice. So grab your favorite apron and let's get cooking. Let's start by talking about salads. I know when it comes to talking about kids, not every kid is super into chomping on a bowl of lettuce for lunch. At least my kids are not, but they will eat a salad as a dinner, or at least a green salad, like I was just talking about. But what they will eat is some of my make-ahead salads. This summer, I want you to think outside the box when it comes to easy salads for lunches. They are a great easy, cool, packable summer lunch option that's usually packed with veggies and other nutrients as well. So you're going beyond just a quick summer wrap you throw together with some ham and cheese and mustard, and you're giving yourself and the kids a ton of nutrients midday, which will help to energize the rest of your day. So one of my favorites is my black bean, corn, and quinoa salad, or my quinoa caprese salad. Quinoa makes a great base for make-ahead salads because it holds up really well with dressing over time. I love turning quinoa into a mason jar style salad too. A Thai style mason jar salad with some chopped vegetables and edamame as your protein option. A Southwestern style with black beans or pinto beans as your protein. Or you can do a Greek salad with chickpeas as your protein. Make sure that, and you can also do any of these with any sort of meat too. Make sure that when you are making a mason jar salad, you start with the dressing on the bottom, or you can put the dressing on the side and then any of the heartier ingredients at the bottom. So you don't want lettuce or anything that could go super soggy. You can put your beans at the bottom or your quinoa at the bottom, and it'll start to soak up some of that dressing. I oftentimes like to keep the dressing on the side and just dump out the mason jar, toss it with the salad dressing, and that's my favorite. But it's easy to put it all together too if you do the dressing on the bottom and then your beans or your protein and then maybe your quinoa, your vegetables, and then you can top it with whatever toppings you want to do for the Thai style, maybe some chopped peanuts, maybe you do some cilantro on top for the Southwestern, feta cheese and olives for the Greek option. So those are great to keep in the fridge and have a quick lunch option. And then your mayo-based protein salads. When I say it like that, it sounds not appealing. But chicken salad, egg salad, tuna, or salmon salad are all great make-ahead options. You can serve them on a wrap, on bread, or my favorite, on a lettuce cup or on romaine lettuce. So I have a cucumber dill chicken salad on my website that is a fan favorite. My husband actually made it when he was staying with a friend on his own, and he's not a cook, so it's that easy. So he made himself cucumber dill chicken salad, my wine country chicken salad, which is a Trader Joe's copycat. It's an old recipe, but it is still so good. My peanut chicken salad, which is kind of a Thai-style peanut sauce with shredded carrots, shredded cabbage, green onions. Very simple to put together. It's another older recipe I just recently refotoed. That one's not mayo-based. It's peanut-based, but peanut butter-based. But I think is a great way to mix up your classic chicken salad.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Egg salad's another great option. You can meal prep some hard-cooked eggs at the beginning of the week and then turn that into an egg salad. Tuna or salmon salad as well. Mediterranean salmon salad is one of my favorites. So rather than doing just a straight-up mayo base, you can either leave the mayo out and just do an Italian-style dressing. I typically use balsamic vinegar, olive oil, Italian seasoning, some garlic, sea salt, or you can do a mix of the Italian style dressing and some mayonnaise, and then sun-dried tomatoes, Kalamata olives, lots of chopped fresh herbs. I love that. Oh, red onion too, in there too. I love that as a quick lunch option or a make-ahead lunch option that you can have for several days in a row. And then pasta salad. Pasta salad is oftentimes something we would serve as a side at a barbecue or for dinner, but it makes such a good make-ahead lunch too. One of my family's favorites is my pesto grilled vegetable pasta salad, which is on my website. I use my spinach almond pesto for that recipe, and then you could use the pesto in other meals as well. But I have a couple brand new pasta salad recipes coming to the cooking club. One of them is coming to my website. It'll be up by the time this comes out. I'm pre-recording some episodes because we are traveling in the next couple of weeks, but my BLT ranch pasta salad might be my new favorite. I also created a Southwest pasta salad with my Chipotle ranch recipe. Any of my ranch recipes are very quick to make in a blender or using an immersion blender in like 5 minutes, and they work great as dressings or to drizzle on top of bowls or just on top of a lettuce-based salad too. So think beyond your classic lettuce-based salad for lunches, especially make-ahead lunches, quinoa salads, mason jar salads. And I didn't mention, you don't have to put quinoa in your mason jar salads. There's a ton of options for mason jar salads. You can even do a mason jar pasta salad, but I like quinoa because it makes it a little bit heartier and more filling. And then your chicken salad, egg salad, tuna or salmon salad, and then, of course, your pasta salads. So let's move on from salads. Some of my favorite easy lunch options. The first one is a snack tray. Snack plate is usually what we call it, or some people call it a grazing tray. Basically, we take some sort of a big plate or a small cutting board and lay out a bunch of snacky type ingredients that make up a meal for the kids. They grab a plate, they can sit and enjoy it outside or inside. Or as much as I love my kids to sit down for a meal, sometimes they just need something to grab when they're playing outside in the backyard and just come and grab a few bites, go back and play, grab a few bites. So this is a great option. So we will do like a charcuterie style, otherwise known as a Lunchable style. So we'll do crackers and cheese and usually the Applegate turkey pepperoni. They also like the salami from Trader Joe's. And then we'll usually put some sort of veggies and then some sort of fruit on there too. You could also do just veggies and some sort of a dip. So they love my Green Goddess hummus, my beet hummus, or my artichoke white bean hummus. You could do a classic hummus too. You can pre-buy the dip, the hummus. My kids also really love the caramelized onion dip from Trader Joe's. It's not the healthiest in terms of ingredients, but it is a good dip option. Guacamole is also a really good dip idea. You could serve that with some tortilla chips, maybe some salsa as well. and all the other things I mentioned. Our basic standards are there needs to be some sort of a protein, some sort of a veggie, some sort of a fruit, and then I'll add something crunchy. Sometimes I'll put olives on there. There are so many different ways you can create these. Be creative, put together things that you know your kids enjoy. And it's also a great way to introduce things you're not sure if your kids might enjoy, but they might be willing to try out if it's alongside things that they already enjoy. So that is probably our go-to easy lunch in the summertime. I mentioned using a lettuce wrap for your chicken salad or your tuna salad or your salmon salad, but I love a lettuce wrap sandwich in place of bread. Now, I love bread and I love a good bread sandwich, but oftentimes we'll do those for quick dinners. So a lettuce wrap sandwich is a great way to get in some extra veggies, and it's really crisp and fresh in the summertime. So I love doing it Italian style. I'll make a quick garlic aioli and then layer on any of those Italian deli meats. So salami, you can do pepperoni if you want to do pepperoni. I like calabrese salami, which has a little bit of spice to it. The kids do not like that, so I won't do that for them. You could make it fancy and do some prosciutto. Ham works on there too, provolone cheese or whatever your favorite cheese is, and then whatever toppings you want to do. So you can do tomatoes. I really like doing banana peppers and olives on there as well. And then just fold that up, and I will use either romaine lettuce or iceberg lettuce, and it's a really quick lunch option. This idea is great for summer camps or just easy summer afternoons, but sandwich kebabs. My kids love anything on a skewer, so I will get small size skewers. I buy them on Amazon. I will link my kids' lunch Amazon list and it'll give you some ideas. So we will do just cheese and pepperoni, maybe some tomatoes on there. My older daughter really loves a caprese style, so we'll do little mozzarella balls and tomatoes and basil, and you just repeat that. Grapes or melon and prosciutto goes really well together. You could also add the mozzarella on there as well. But anything on a skewer makes a really great easy lunch or a good packable lunch for summer camp. And then one of my favorite easy dinners works great for a lunch as well, non-bread pizzas or mini bagel pizzas. We recently discovered mini non-bread, which is perfect for the kids because my kids typically don't finish a full non-bread pizza when we make them for dinner, depending on how hungry they are. So the mini ones are perfect kid size. We bought them at Target and they can just add their sauce, their cheese, any of their toppings. And the same thing goes, you can use mini bagels or even regular size bagels and pop them under the broiler for just a couple minutes until the cheese is bubbly. You can add any sort of protein you want. So leftover proteins to this. We like getting pancetta and doing pancetta. Prosciutto is really good on top of it too. Obviously pepperoni, crumbled sausage. It's a great way to maybe encourage them to eat some veggies as well. You can slice tomatoes on top if your kids like peppers or onions or mushrooms on their pizza. My kids love sliced black olives on their pizza too. So it's a great way to have the kids kind of take ownership over their lunch, and you just put out the sheet pan with the non bread and all of the ingredients and they can have at it, pop it under the broiler, lunch is done. We probably do this once a week. In the summertime, it's that easy and my kids love it. And just a reminder that kids can make lunches too. Big kids can make sandwiches or open-faced sandwiches. They can make those fruit or cheese and meat kebabs. They can make quesadillas. It all has to do with whatever your comfort level is in terms of letting them actually cook themselves. They can make a snack plate themselves. So let your kids take some time during the summer and get comfortable in the kitchen as well. I know sometimes it's clean up, but there's another lesson. If they make a mess in the kitchen, they have to clean it up. So allow your kids, especially when they're actually at home during the day, to make their own lunches too. Before I sign off, a couple more ideas for making things ahead to make your lunches easier. Number one, grill extra protein. So if you are making burgers, make a couple extra burgers. If you're making sausages, make a couple extras. Grilled chicken, grilled steak, make some extra at dinner time, and you can serve it with a simple salad, a salad kit, or you can turn it into a wrap. You could also use pita bread and make it into a pita, or make that non-bread pizza and then use whatever your leftovers are as that protein topping. You can also make meal prep style protein boxes. So if you're doing a little bit of meal prep, I love a Mediterranean style box with hummus, vegetables, olives, pita cut into little triangles, a charcuterie style box, very similar to what you would make for the kids as a grazing tray, but make it for yourself so you can just grab your lunch and go and sit outside and read a book and enjoy your lunch while the kids are playing outside. A little bit of easy prep goes a long way when getting things ready for kids too. So just peeling and slicing up vegetables like carrots or snap peas, getting some berries washed, soak them in a little bit of vinegar and water for about 10 to 15 minutes, drain them really well, put them in a container with some sort of a paper towel on the bottom to keep them better. But those are grab and go for the kids, or have things like apples and oranges or watermelon slices just ready to grab in the fridge so your kids, again, can take ownership and grab their own snacks, grab their own lunch, or you can grab them too. I love making edamame ahead of time and just steaming those or cooking it up really quick. We buy the frozen edamame, usually from Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's also has a really great veggie bite that you can make in the air fryer or the toaster oven. If you want to get really fancy, you can make ahead some mini meatloaves or mini meatballs, and then prep some sort of a dip or a dressing that your kids can use to dip those veggies in. One of my favorite ways to encourage kids to eat veggies is by making one of their favorite dips. So I mentioned a couple before, my green goddess dip, my beet hummus, artichoke white bean dip, which is not on my website yet. I love my homemade ranch. My youngest is currently obsessed with my jalapeno cilantro ranch, which tells you how kid-friendly it is because she is my more selective eater. But truly, once you have some veggies and fruit prepped, you have a dip ready to go. Maybe you have some cheese, some deli meat or pepperoni or salami or veggie bites in your fridge, maybe that edamame. You've got lunch every day during the week, just like with breakfast. Keep it simple. It's the summertime. You don't need to go crazy. You've got this. As always, I hope you enjoyed this bite-sized episode. For more from me all summer long, join us in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club on Patreon. Starting at just $3 a month, you'll get weekly meal inspiration with links to recipes, a meal plan, and grocery list if you want to make it your weekly meal plan, monthly member exclusive recipes, and access to our recipe vault with over 100 family-friendly recipes. You'll also get quick cooking tips from me all summer long, bonus podcasts, and so much more. We have a ton of new summer recipes this month, including a chopped Mediterranean salad that works great for meal prep, black and white fish sandwiches with easy remoulade that come together in like 15 minutes, grilled salmon Caesars, Hawaiian beef kebabs with coconut rice, and so many more. You can try it out and get your first week free at patreon.com/healthymamachris. Until next time, happy summer snacking.
Thank you for listening to Mommy's Podcast.
Friend, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Healthy Mama Kitchen Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you love to listen to podcasts so you never miss a cooking tip. If you've been loving this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It truly makes a difference in how many other busy cooks find this show and lets me know what you're loving and want to hear more of. For show notes and links to all the recipes and tools I mention, head to healthymamachris.com/podcast. For daily eats, cooking tips, and family-friendly shortcut dinner ideas, be sure to follow along over on Instagram at Healthy Mama Chris. Remember, cooking for your family may not always feel easy, but it can be simple.